Yes.
I'll be on it. She hasn't looked at it for the last couple of years, so I'll go for it.
Oh, very kind.
Right, shall we?
Yep.
Right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming along. Before we get into the meat of the meeting tonight, I'll read out the fire procedure. In the event of a fire alarm, please evacuate the building. There are 3 push-bar fire exits in the main rear hall, 1 to each of the 3 sides, also the main entrance to the front of the building. After leaving the building, proceed to the assembly point, which is located outside in front of the building, where a roll call of evacuated personnel will be made. Okay, thank you. Okay, so item 1 on this evening's agenda is election of the chair. To agree and uphold a decision of succession voting of vice chair to be the elected chair. If the succession is declined by the vice chair, council to propose and second nominations for the office of chair. So, just to let everybody know that Ian, the vice chair, is obviously not here this evening. He is away visiting our family, I believe, abroad. But I had a conversation with him before he went away, and he's indicated that he did not want to step up to the chair's position. And I think we confirmed that to Nicky.
He did, yes.
Also. I have to be honest and truthful with you and say that I have been asked if I would consider carrying on. And if everybody's in agreement, I would like to do so. The reasons being, I think that this last year I started on some things which you know colleagues have helped with. And we've made progress in some areas that wanted to see, and I'd like a bit more time to see them go further, so that whoever does succeed me is in a good position to take them on again. So, but it's over to you.
In fairness, there are other people that can step into your role that have a background of that. So.
Well, we would need a proposer and a seconder for Kevin's proposed himself. So, do we have a?
Well, I would like to propose David Elwell.
Okay.
Yeah. David.
I'd like to propose you, Chairman, but I do think procedurally it should be the clerk conducting this part of the proceedings.
Okay.
But I propose you, Kevin.
Thank you very much. If I may say that.
If I can just make the point, you've taken a front seat in most of these negotiations that have gone on about reorganisation and so on. You've been to the most meetings, so you're in the best position to be able to deal with it as it goes on.
Thank you.
So we've had also a proposal for Councillor Elwell. So do we have a seconder for Councillor Elwell?
I'll second Councillor O'Brien, sorry.
Was that open for discussion, or is it procedurally we can only propose and second? I want to make a comment about what you proposed.
You can make a comment.
Okay. I'm more than happy with what you've said. Having said that, I had quite a frank discussion with a chair of a relatively close council, parish council, and his comment was, when I talked about the rotating chair, he felt that was an incredibly good system and a valid and worthy system. I am more than happy for what you've said, however I want to perhaps put in some sort of safeguard that this is happening on a, if you like, once off basis, and our usual stance would be to rotate.
That's what the succession voting has been brought in for. Obviously on this occasion Councillor Kenlin didn't want to step into chair, but it would be usual that a vice chair would have the view to becoming chair.
Agreed.
If they were to take the vice chair role on. So I would envisage this not happening on a continual basis.
Really, procedurally, I think I would still like to keep the principle of rotation.
Yep.
And then only one other question slash comment. Would that still then mean that Ian would remain vice, because then we'd have the same situation next year?
No, there'll be the next...
That's fine.
An election of vice chair, and that needs to be taken into consideration with the next item on the agenda, definitely.
So could I have it minuted that I put that comment to the meeting. In principle, I like the rotation. I think it's a very eminently sensible suggestion, but I'm most happy to support what's being said at the same time.
Okay. So is there any more proposers for chair? So can we have a show of hands? We've two people proposed for chair. Can we have a show of hands?
We haven't had a seconder for the other proposal.
No, so that's all. So is there a seconder for Councillor Aylwell?
No.
Okay. So we've got a seconder, and so it carries now that Kevin continues as chair.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Yeah. And I'm mindful of comments that have been made this evening. And, you know, I'll do my best over this next year, and we'll be moving on to the next item, and we'll take it from there. So I've now got to execute the declaration of acceptance of the office of chair. So we move on to item two, which is the election of the vice chair. And this is to propose and second nominations for the office of vice chair, and if there is more than one nominee, to vote thereon. So do we have any?
I'd like to propose David Aylwell as vice chair.
Yeah, second.
And do we have any other nominations? No.
Sue, sorry, was that you seconding?
Yeah.
Thank you. So are we happy then?
David
Aylwell, Vice Chair, okay. If you would like to come sit next to Kevin here, and then you can sign this one too. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
So move on to item three, registration of members' interests. And I think, as Nikki said, you should all have a form in your pack on the table this evening. So if you could complete that and return to the office as soon as possible.
Yeah, just pop them through whenever you're done with them.
Yeah.
Do you have to write NA?
Yes.
Yeah.
On all of it? On
yeah.
The bits, do you have to fill in a bit for every section?
Usually, just to show that there's nothing to be put there.
Oh, I need to double check with you after.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, we'll move on to item four, apologies for absence.
So this evening we've had Councillor Ages, Councillor Nash and Councillor Kenlin give apologies.
Thank you. Item five, declarations of interest, dispensations. To receive any declarations of interest or dispensations for items on the agenda. Do we have any declarations?
I'm trustee now, Kevin, for the Windermere Centre.
Okay, thank you for letting us know.
I think we've no items on the agenda that covers that, so that's fine.
But that will be noted. Yeah. Right, item 6, approval of the minutes. To approve as approved record the meeting of the council held on the 13th of April 2026. Is everybody happy with those minutes?
Yep.
Item 7 is minutes of committees. Councillors to note the minutes of the following committees: Planning and Infrastructure on the 22nd of April, Finance, Policy and Appointments, and the LGR Subcommittee on the 29th of April. 7.2, councillors to note upcoming committee meetings: Planning and Infrastructure on the 13th of May, that's this Wednesday, Events and Leisure. Was to be on the 20th of May and it's to be rescheduled. General Purposes, Security and Resources on the 27th of May, and Planning and Infrastructure again on the 3rd of June. So item 8 is the General Power of Competence. Councillors to resolve that Holbridge Parish Council meets the eligibility criteria for adoption of the General Power of Competence as defined in the Localism Map 2011 and paragraph 2 of the Parish Council's General Power of Competence Prescribed Conditions Order 2012.
So we,
did you want to say anything, Nikki?
I popped a report in your full council pack, but we met the requirements of this last year. This is just to reaffirm that we still have General Power of Competence until the next elections.
Thank you. And we further resolve in accordance with section 1 to adopt a general power of competence. Everybody's happy with that?
Agreed.
Thank you. Right. Item 9, election of committees and working groups. Councillors to review the committees and number to each committee. Councillors to note the personnel committee and LGR steering committees will be formed at the next finance committee meeting as subcommittees. Councillors to note the Events and Leisure Committee will be formed at the next General Purpose Committee meeting as a subcommittee. Terms of reference will be reviewed at each committee meeting. So 9.2, to determine the membership of the Council's standing working committees as follows. So first of all, we have Finance, Policies and the Appointments Committee.
I'd just like to say that Councillor Kenlin and Councillor Aegis would like to remain members of the Finance Committee. So, which other members would like to? So, Kenlin, Councillor Aegis, that's David Elwell, Angelina Marriott, Jane, Sue, Steve, would you like? Would you like to stay as a member?
I'll continue.
Okay, so two, three. So we've met the quota there for the Finance Committee, if everybody's happy.
Sure.
Okay. Right, next is the Planning and Infrastructure Committee.
Ian, sorry, would also like to remain on the Planning and Infrastructure Committee, so that is David Flack and Paul White and Jane and Jackie. Thank you. And that is 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, so that's, we've met the criteria for that committee.
Okay.
David Elwell, Ian, David. Yep.
You okay?
Yep, fine, yeah.
Right, and next is the General Purposes, Security and Resources Committee.
So, David Elwell, right, JLB, Hampstead. So that's five members of that committee. Is there anybody else who would like to be on the General Purpose Committee? I've got you down, Paul, yeah.
I'll go if you need more people.
Okay. Thank you, Angelina.
Okay. So next is Environment and Open Spaces Committee.
So that's Paul White, David Flack, Jane. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 currently. Anybody else for the environment?
If it's, yeah, if needed.
Okay, we've got one more space.
Ian was on that.
Oh, Ian, sorry. Yeah, Ian wants to remain on that. Well done, thanks, Jen. So that's full. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, then finally, the Village Resilience Working Group.
Sorry, what is that again?
David, would you like to?
Yeah, basically, it's emergency plan for the village.
My skills don't lie there, but thank you. I'll stick with events and leisure.
Okay.
So we've got David Elwell, Sue, and Paul.
You need one more?
Ideally, yes, it does say four.
I can stay on it if you want, just have it last time on all of them. That was the reason I wasn't dropping that.
Yeah. I'll pop your name down. I mean, there'll be a quorum of three anyway, so. Yeah.
Okay, and just to state, the chair will remain ex officio on all committees with full voting rights as per standing order 4D.
Chairman, can I just ask about the LGA one again, or is that going to be sorted out?
That'll be at the finance meeting.
That'll be at the finance.
Right, okay, thank you.
Right, item 10 is the election of representatives. Councillors to review and agree the outside bodies to which the council make representation, and then councillors to determine the council's representatives on the outside bodies. First of all, currently we have reps on the Holbridge Community Association, the Windermere Centre, the Rochford Hundred Association of Local Councils, the Holbridge Library, Riverside Primary School, Police and Neighbourhood Watch, Riverside Medical Centre and Transport.
So at the moment for the Holbridge Community Association, it's Jackie and yourself, David. In fact, did you want to not be a representative?
I was about to say that because they don't ever invite me. And
okay.
So but for whatever reason, it's probably best that somebody else does it.
Ideally, we'd have two representatives. Is there anyone else who would like to join Jackie as a representative for the HCA?
Thank you.
Well done.
Then the next is the Windermere Centre.
Currently that's Sue, isn't it?
And me.
And Jackie. Do you need two on there or
what? No, we've already got two on there anyway. It's just written into the HCA's lease that they should have two people on there as representatives. So all of them could just be one person if that's...
Mm-hmm. Right, and next is the Rochford Hundred Association of Local Councils.
So that would be Angelina. Yourself?
Yes.
And me. I won't put Connor down because in his absence I don't know if he wants to be on the RHALC.
Okay, yeah, but just remember that you have got up to three spaces and right now it's something that's needed.
Yeah.
The work it does, it brings all the parishes together, which we need at the moment.
Is there another representative from parish?
I've never been on two of me, but there again, I can always learn, can't I?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay. The next is Holbridge Library, which is Sarah, I believe.
It is Sarah, and she'd like to remain there.
Okay. The next is Riverside Primary School.
Yes,
I'd
like to have that.
Okay.
Yes. Do we have
two or one? You can have two if you want, so...
Oh, well, if David's happy to...
How many representatives do I need on Riverside Primary School? Two or one?
Oh, you're going to have two, so if you yourself and David...
Quite happy, I'd like.
Yeah, okay.
And then next, Police/Neighbourhood Watch.
Could that be rebranded as Police Security and Neighbourhood Watch?
Absolutely,
in the previous... Yep. Document, it was Police and Security.
I think this is because this is from last year's.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Security, Neighbourhood Watch. Yep.
Okay.
Do you want another one on that as well,
Would you like?
Another one on Police Security.
Well, there can be a couple of members. Would you like to be a representative alongside David? Yeah. Okay.
Right, and then next is the Riverside Medical Centre.
I'll just stay on that one.
Yeah. Sue and Kirsten, thank you.
And then finally, transport. Now, I think this is going to be a key one going forward.
I'd like the transport.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I have a question, Chair? With this transport, do we, well, the club obviously know, do we get notification of when they're...
Sometimes.
With the bus companies coming through on that?
Sometimes. We don't always get notified when we should do about things. Any information that I would send to all of you anyway.
Yeah. So. I mean, there are a number of bus companies that actually use the 20 route. Mm. However, obviously they work in conjunction with how many buses at a certain timing. But yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes, sir.
What tends to happen is when you go to the meetings, Paul, all of them are there. You go to what they have, the drop-in meetings, and they keep going over the same loop of information. You go, and you can go and meet all of the transport companies. They're all there.
Yeah, I've met when I used to meet with South End Transport. But as I say, it was only one transport company that was actually running buses.
No, they're all there.
I'll let you know when the meetings are.
I mean, now it's been it was like an open house after they sold the South End bus company off. Mm. That everybody all dived in now. So
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's sorted. Item 11: public participation. No. Right. Item 12: district and county council. To discuss any matters arising from district and county council. Been an interesting week, hasn't it?
Interesting day as well.
Yeah. Yes, an interesting day. Right, so obviously in the run-up to the election there was not a lot of activity. We've had the election, there's been substantial change to the makeup of the council. We're in a no overall control situation now, and we don't know who's going to go with who. And what I do know is that the Conservative Party cannot go in with reform because that is the rules of our party. You belong to a political party, although there's been exceptions in government sometimes. I think you'd have to get special dispensation or whatever, but as it stands, the Conservative Party are not going to join with reform. That's what we do now. Now, we've got all these other... We've got a lot of little groups on there at the moment, and we don't know what they're going to do as yet. And there's probably a lot of stuff going in the background, but that I don't know anything about, because obviously until things get announced, I only know what's going on with my group. And so that, even with that, at the moment we're going to finalise our decisions about various things on Friday on how we're going to go about things. But as I said, going in with reform is something that our group has ruled out, and that, as I said, it's centrally, we're told that anyway. I don't think there was any, there was no appetite to jump in with reform anyway, but that's something. So, and also the other, I think it's highly unlikely that the Liberal Democrats are going to go in reform, being very different kind of parties. And I don't, the independents, I don't think are particularly reform-minded anyway. Maybe one or two of them will, but you won't have a big block of independents. So your most likely outcome is that the reform will run and a sort of some sort of minority administration. That is what we're looking at the moment. But I know I'm sorry for sounding vague, but everything is still up in the air, and we'll have a bit better idea in a week's time. Oh, well, just over a week's time, because the actual AGM is on the 19th. So if anybody's interested and wants to watch it online or what have you, just to see what happens, You've got a question? I was through the chair, Steve.
Okay. Yeah.
If I may, a couple of questions related to that. Do you have a de facto leader of your group now? One. And secondly, if you've got that for reform, have you got those same guidelines to work with other parties?
Right, okay. So, with regard to the gentleman who was the deputy, Daniel Efty, who's actually come along down here, some people may have met him.
Yes.
He is, because he was deputy, he's currently. And that it will be confirmed whether that's the case on Friday. But we had a brief online meeting, and it's looking that way. So okay. Be careful how any of this is meeting
because it's not confirmed.
But I'm just saying that I suppose that for the record, at the moment the deputy leader is playing the part of leader due to the what happened to the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So that we've got that's in place. But with regard to other parties, previously, as you know, the previous administration, we went in with the Rochford District residents. Yes. They've lost people, but we may that is still to be worked out. But because they're not actually a national party, that's treated a little bit different. Unlikely that we would link up with the Liberal Democrats due to there being a difficult election campaign.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Well, I won't go into details, but I'm just saying that's how it is.
Thank you, Angelina. Yeah. I think Paul had a question.
Sorry, Paul.
I think you're missing one question there regarding the Castle Point, Rochford and South End. Right, when you look at the whole spectrum, when you look at what the result was, and we all know that reform have won massively in these other districts, at some stage, when we do have this mayor and so forth, it will completely obliterate your party in the sense because reform are the biggest group. And going on from that, prior to Stuart Wilson, him outgoing and handing over to the Green Party, when I spoke to him, he said that we as a council, Rochford, we tend to sort of all vote on certain issues, but when there's certain things, we all get together collectively so that we can push things and move things forward. Now, in what you've just said, if collectively, as a human being, a person, and you consider that doesn't matter what party you are, because you're the lowest, you're the lowest of the low, as such, right? For the benefit of the people, that's what it's about.
This is an agenda item for a district and county report.
Yeah, so. That's a little bit off-piste. I'll allow David, and then I think Nikki wants to say something, and I want to say something.
I just want to make an observation that when I was leader of the Labour group on the council some years ago now, there were 13 Labour, 13 Conservative and 13 Liberals. It was interesting times. And what we had to do was have a meeting of all three leaders and come to a conclusion on what needed to be done. And most times, there was a great deal of congruence in terms of what was needed in the district. It was a productive time because during that time, most of the actual material improvements that happened in Holbridge, we managed to engineer.
Well, we'll have to wait and see the outcome of the 19th of May. Nikki, you wanted to say something?
Just briefly. I was contacted this afternoon by our new district councillor, Tina Hughes, who expressed an interest in coming to our meeting, said she couldn't attend this evening, but she was hoping to attend the June meeting, so we should get to meet her in person at the next full council meeting.
What I wanted to say, just two things. One, I think that you've heard from Nikki that the district councillor has expressed interest in coming along. I do think that we should extend an invitation to the new county councillor. We would like, obviously, we may not get any further than we ever did with our former county councillor, but at least we can try and establish some sort of dialogue.
Exactly.
But Chairman, she does seem to have come across as very proactive in what she put, everything she's put online. So she's made an effort to put in a very proactive kind of image. So if she actually follows that work up, then she may end up being a very proactive person. But to be fair to her, she's still got to learn the ropes.
Yeah, admittedly. The last thing I will say is that I have heard that Reform are not in favour of the unitary's creation, and we'll be interested to see what, as they are the largest group by quite a mile in Essex now, as to what their stance will actually be. Although I hasten to add, I'm not a member of Reform, I have got a contact who's within the party, and I'll see if I can get some information out of him as to what their thoughts are. They might take a week or two, but I'll feed back. So, moving on, Chair and Clerk's report. This is a bit up. Did we report back on the meeting that we had, the LGR meeting? Nikki and I went to a meeting that was called by Rochford District before the elections about the current position regarding LGR. In actual fact, it was they didn't actually tell us anything, but they admitted it. They didn't really tell us anything we didn't already know. It's been in the press and so forth. What we did hear was a presentation from the EALC as to the work that they're trying to do to help set up town and parish councils across Essex. And the point was made that whilst Rochford is quite well, I think it's fully
parished, yeah.
Fully parished. Southend and Castle Point are not. So there is some work to be done in both those areas. And I can say I also attended a meeting of the RH Rochford 100, and there was a representative from Lee Town Council who came along at the invitation of the chair, which was Angelina. No doubt would be hopeful that Canvey Island will come along to a future one. So I think they're the main things. Yeah. Nikki?
I don't have a report, no.
Okay. Paul?
I was going to say, with the likes of Southend Council, there's only the biggest parish side of it is Lee.
Mm.
And from Castle Point, there's hardly anything. There's just Canvey Island, that's about it. Whereas we in Rochford, we have a number of parish councils, all the right the way across. And that's the difference between them. Where
they are looking.
Yeah.
They apparently there's been some initial dialogue with, was it Shoebury? There's been some interest shown by Shoebury. Yeah. But it's early days.
Yeah, well,
early days.
Shoebury does have a close connection with Wakeham, which is Rochford, that sort of area. But yeah, it's
okay. Right. Okay. Moving on, item 14, finance. Councillors to view and agree the payments made in April, and agree the bank reconciliations for April. Are these the ones that we had earlier today?
They were circulated earlier today, yeah.
Yeah. And agree the clerk has approval to pay any accounts due before the next meeting. Yep. Everybody happy?
Yep.
Okay. Next item. Councillors receive and note the unaudited financial statements for year ending 31st of March 26.
These were all included in your full council pack.
Everybody happy?
Yep.
Okay. Councillors to view the internal auditor report for year end 25-26 and to note no actions are required. I don't know what colleagues think, but it was a very good report. And could you extend our thanks to everybody involved?
It's something I'm particularly proud of, actually, because to meet the requirements for assertion 10 has been a bit of work for the office to get us ready, the council ready for this year. So, yeah, I was pleased with the report.
Yeah, so well done to everybody concerned. Councillors to view and agree the explanation of any significant year-on-year variances in the accounting statements.
We have none.
That's good enough. Councillors to view the effectiveness of its system of internal control, which is in accordance with proper practices. There was no comments. No. Councillors to agree by resolution the annual governance statement 25-26.
Everybody happy?
Has everybody seen that and everybody's happy?
I need to get you to sign something at this point, Kevin.
Yes, if I may borrow your pen.
You may. So let me just sign. If you can sign there, please. And if you can sign there, please. Yeah. And if I can get you sign the state, accounting statements as well, please.
The next one is council to agree the accounting statements for 25-26. Everybody happy? Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, councillors to note that the notice of public rights and publication of unaudited annual return will commence on the 10th of June 2016. 14.9, councillors to note the decision made at the Finance Committee after review of 25-26 to continue with current investments. Everybody's happy with that?
Yeah.
Councillors to approve the use of variable direct debits for utility bills as per financial regulation 7.9.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yes.
Councillors to approve the use of BACs for council payments as per financial regulation 7.10. Yeah, say if you don't agree. Councillors to approve the use of standing orders to pay staff wages as per standing orders 7.11. Councillors to agree the Finance Committee can review and amend the banking mandates for the utility and CCLA PSDF accounts. Everybody okay? And 14.14, councillors to review and agree the 2026-27 EALC now affiliation fees. The EALC affiliation fee is $696.92 with the now affiliation fee of $509.55. Deathly silence.
Everybody happy with that? We can't get NALC, the National Association of Local Councils affiliation, without going through the County Association currently, so kind of the two have to come together.
Can we afford it?
We can afford it, yes.
The question that the Essex one is more expensive than the national one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of the financial situation is a little bit uncertain going forward.
Chair.
Steve.
General comment on finance, I didn't know quite where to place it. Due to what is likely to be significant increases in utilities, particularly heating, etc., and so on, is there any look at that to ensure that we are best placed for that to go up?
The best place we can be, considering the budget was considered last year. We are tied into deals at the moment, so I'm not expecting huge rises for us. Obviously, I'll take that to the Finance Committee as and when these deals expire. We're looking for new ones. The biggest one probably we'll need to consider later this year is our street lighting for SSE, which has gone up significantly anyway. But not very many people now provide unmetered power supplies. So I think there are just two providers, so we will have to look at that quite carefully as we as we approach that contract ending.
That's helpful, thank you.
Could I assure you, Steve, on the Finance Committee?
Yes.
And obviously I sit there as an ex officio. Utility is one of the things we particularly keep an eye on.
Thank you.
And Nikki is very good at filling us in on development.
Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed.
Right. Item 15, record of attendance, 25-26. Councillor, note the record of attendance for full council, 25-26.
That was just sent out to everybody, so you're aware of your attendance.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Item 16, policies and procedures. Councillors to review and agree the following. Standing orders reviewed by council during 25 and 26. As I read these out, if you don't agree with anything, just say so. Financial regulations have been reviewed by finance. The LGA code of conduct, there's been no change on that.
So that's the Rochester District Council one that we adopt.
Yep. Risk assessment and management of risks have been reviewed by finance. The annual investment strategy, again reviewed by finance. Fire risk assessment.
Can I just say at this point, we have another fire risk assessment due to take place in the next few weeks. The last one was only 2024. We felt it prudent to do another one this year. So I will then recirculate that as and when the new one is available.
Okay, thank you, Nikki. Fire plan for visitors to 98 Ferry Road. Strategic plan 24-29 reviewed by finance. The action plan 24-29 reviewed by finance. Keyholder policy is a new one. Did you want to say anything about that, Nikki?
Just so that we can keep track of who holds keys for the office, so that they can be returned and that people understand their responsibilities with the keys. So that's all it is. It's just a housekeeping policy, really.
Okay, thank you. And finally, leases, asset register and inventory to be reviewed and checked by the Chair and Vice Chair.
We can set a date for that during the finance meeting, if that's okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. So, item 17, Citizen of the Year. Councillors to receive nominations and agree the 2026 winner.
Julie's just given you all a form with all of the nominations that we've had. It's really lovely. We've had quite a lot of nominations for Brett and Jake, but I would probably suggest that they don't win the Citizen of the Year because A, they're combined, and B, they're employees. So.
Yeah.
What are we going to give them? One box of chocolates between them, and they've got to fight over.
Just share the award.
Who likes the.
So if you could all have a look at your forms, tick whoever you want. And then
is there only one vote?
One vote per.
As on the election forms.
Yeah, please. And then when you finish, we'll collect them up and we can let you know.
Is there any photos of some of these people? Because I'm sure I've spoken to several, many occasions, but I need to get photos.
You didn't attend the last meeting. There was all the candidates were here.
Were so, they?
Yeah, you would have seen them.
Or did Sarah try?
Remember that.
Can I look up
on
LinkedIn? Give me
one. If you filled in, you registered your vote, if you'd like to pass them up here. And
there's no known white supremacists on there.
Do we need to put our name on it?
No, you don't need to put your name on it, no.
How many pieces of paper you got there? You sure? Yeah, is it? Double that by the looks of it.
Oh, thank you.
Another one.
Okay.
Steve's got his pen poised.
My pen is poised and I've now done it.
It's so,
older than given, yeah?
Yep.
Can I do a bit about this?
No. Okay.
Thank you very much.
He's got a number on it.
Last one to come.
Come on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, we'll be with you.
Just bear with us a minute. I hope there won't be a recount.
Okay, so we have a winner. And the Holbridge Parish Council Citizen of the Year would be Michelle Collier for her work with the swing. So we will make contact with her and get her award ordered and delivered to her.
Excellent.
Maybe
thank
invited
you,
to the next meeting to receive it.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
So, item 18, Local Council Award Scheme. I think everybody's been notified by Nikki that we've been awarded the Silver Award, which is excellent and hard work from the office. And our website has been updated accordingly. And
We're hoping to have them at the June meeting to present the award to us. So I'll just confirm that once the gentleman's back from holiday, and then hopefully June or July's meeting, they'll come and give us the award.
What's the next stage? Is there a gold award?
Don't ask me about the gold award. Yes, the next one is the gold award.
I'm in the platinum.
Just let me enjoy my silver.
Sort of linked to that, let's be a bit more magnanimous to that. Well done on getting that. Where does that put us in sort of local parish council terms? How many get the silver award?
There are only two in Rochford with the silver award, that's us and Canoodon.
Then that really does.
It does put things in perspective. It's not thrown away.
That's exactly why I was asking.
It was a lot of work.
Congratulations and congratulations.
I can tell you the gold award is a lot more.
I'm
not saying that. I think we give the office a bit of a break before we think about it.
Maybe a couple of months.
Yeah, not that long. Okay, right. So, item 19, the annual parish meeting. I'm sorry this caused a little bit of confusion this evening.
Yeah, it was my apologies. I should have sent an email.
Yeah. We had a conversation, Nikki and I, a few weeks back about the annual parish meeting. A number of parish and towns are not running them anymore, mainly because in many cases they're just attended by one man and his dog, so they serve very little purpose. It can be called pretty much at any time, but we see that it's not really serving much purpose. Having said that, I think we are open to looking at it and seeing if we can come up with a format which might be more attractive to residents to come and attend. Paul?
I think if you look at where the parish halls are in the villages in our area, as well as across the river, there was much of small communities around those areas. Well, Holbridge is something unique because we've actually expanded around where the parish is, but the parish was not formed until, when was it, David?
64.
Yeah. Yeah.
64.
So, as it shows, Holbridge was not a parish till much later, whereas Roorook, the other places, were parishes. So that's why the more smaller communities, as we know, are over that side. They're not, where the new Wolseley Estate is, I mean, it's got to be at least nearly a mile or more away to where the parish hall is at Roaring. Am I right?
They're meeting even further away now. They're meeting in a church in Battle.
Yeah.
So that's well away from most of the people that live there.
Yeah, any local. I mean, whereas we've got the estate and so forth, which is one of the reasons why, because they're out on the sort of side of the village, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What we've thought about, and obviously it needs looking at in more detail, is do we need it still, or can we revamp it in some way which will be more meaningful and attractive to residents going forward. And so what we're looking to is to probably put this on an agenda for the events and leisure committee for them to look at. And then we've got a whole year, you know, for them to come back with any thoughts and ideas that they may have, and then obviously we can consider those going forward. So, yes, Steve.
Have there been any, or have there been something, any request or comment locally about this?
No.
Chairman, I hope to go to Rochford's one later this month, so I'll let you know how that one goes.
Yeah.
Because they have it separate from their normal parish council meeting. That's the only people I know that I can think of. I'm not saying it isn't. They're the only ones I'm familiar with. Possibly Hockley, but yeah, Rayleigh do. But Rayleigh obviously is a town and they put it in with an awards ceremony and everything else. But you've got a population of probably about three times or four times the size of Holden.
But any information you can feedback would be most welcome, Angelina. I think it's just a general thing, is that we need to look at it and can we come up with something that is really meaningful? Jane?
I know this will be covered by events and leisure, but what is the purpose of it? I've been to them and I still can't remember.
It's a parishioners' meeting. It's not a council meeting at all. So we would all the council would all attend as parishioners and not as the council. And it's meant to be a meeting that's called by parishioners to discuss things that interest them or they want more information on. So it's not a council meeting at all. We just facilitate that meeting. There's no legal requirement to hold one, but obviously traditionally we've held one before the annual council meeting, but we found it so poorly attended that I think a revamp, as Kevin said, or a look at whether that is of value to people going forward is probably
I'll give way to David in a second. I know that it's a problem that is not unique to the Rochford district. It's pretty much anywhere you go. It's very often. I did attend one in a former role, and we had, I think it was 12 councillors attend, plus me and the finance officer, and we had nobody attend. So, David.
To some extent, the public participation at our normal meetings covers part of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, one of the things I thought about, could the chairman... it could well be the outgoing chairman, just present a report fed into the committees, what work they've done and so on. But these are just ideas, and I think it would be better for one of the committees to look at this in a bit more detail and come up with some ideas.
We could put the Citizen Award in with it.
Make a bit of an event of it.
I was just going to say it might be something we can ask at the surgeries that we're going to be holding.
Indeed, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Right, moving on, item 20. Representatives to outside bodies. Councillors to receive any reports from the following to whom the parish council has made representation. Pardon me. Holbridge Community Association.
Rescheduled their last few meetings. There were a few people who couldn't attend, but I continued to go to the preschool, which is their transition is working very well. They have had quite a lot of coughs and colds and things like that, so the numbers have been up and down. And I know that they are going to be discussing what they hope to do during the summer holidays for the children and everything else, and I've asked them to tell you, Nikki.
Okay. Is it possible you could ask them about entries for the Wild About Holbridge competition?
Yes,
because we haven't had as many as we would like, so it would be nice if we got some from the preschool. Thank you.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. Windermere.
Yes, they had a cream tea in April, which was very well attended. They've got a craft fair on the 20th of June, and they've got their AGM on the 20th of May. So I'll give a report next time.
Okay. Sorry, Sue.
Green tea, which was very well attended.
Oh, you said green tea.
That was on the 18th of April.
Yeah. Could have washed the cups up.
Didn't they?
Sorry. Green tea.
They've got a craft fair on the 20th of June. And their AGM is on the 20th of May.
Thank you, sorry.
And the 21st walk, Southend walk.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's not them, though. That's the Riverside ladies doing it.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. Angelina, Rochford 100, did you want to say anything?
Well, only briefly, I think it's already been mentioned, that we now are expanding because of the possibilities of LGR. Now, whether it gets knocked on the head, whether the results of these elections, but it's possible that government, well, anyway, that's the government and what's now Essex County Council to sort out, to be honest. But I think even if LGR didn't go ahead, I would still perhaps continue to invite the town council and so on, Canvey Town Council, as neighbours who don't have somewhere similar to meet anyway. So we invited Lee Town Council. They enjoyed the meeting. Canvey were unfortunately unable to attend, but we're going to invite them again next time. So I think that it's something I think that it's useful to know what's going on in the neighbouring authorities, even if LGR doesn't go ahead, because you've still got, with all this development and everything, you've still really got talking points between the two, because I notice that the government isn't happy with Castle Point's plan due to the fact that they asked them to make a plan for 11,000 and Castle Point put in 6,000. So, and I do understand that they've looked at it and that's all they can find, because I think the government's targets are way too high. But it's things like that where I think that even without LGR, the councils do need to sort of communicate with each other.
Good point. Thank you very much. Holbridge Library. Sarah's not.
No, it's no report.
No. Riverside Primary School?
No.
No. Police Neighbourhood Watch?
The police do still run these events outside the co-op from time to time and do publicise it. Is it worth contemplating a surgery with S-type?
I think that's a good idea. I think it is something that has been muted already.
Yeah.
Something we can arrange for the future, David, definitely. Yes.
I think what we want to do is get the first one done.
Yeah.
And then perhaps take it from there. Okay, thank you, David. Riverside Medical Centre.
Yeah, I got an email today from Martin Cherry. He said, regarding the new surgery, they're still awaiting official confirmation from the planning office. Apparently they haven't received it because there's been severe delays due to shortage of staff and legal representation, and also the elections. The next meeting they're proposing to have is on the 16th of June. Martin assures in his email that it will happen, but it won't be as early as we thought now, and there are no dates coming forward at the moment. He's holding the next PPG meeting on the 26th of May.
Well, thank you for that. It's very disappointing to hear that. There we go. Right. Transport.
There's been no meetings. I've been aware of. It's all stopping on 20 past.
We have had a letter in the office. We haven't had time to circulate it yet, because it came in late last week from First Bus regarding the bus services. And the complaint written from the Planning and Infrastructure Committee. They won't reconsider their decision, but they are happy to attend a meeting. So I think that I'll circulate that, and that's something we can discuss.
Okay, thank you very much. And finally, anybody else attended anything they think is pertinent for us?
Only to say, Nikki and I both attended a meeting last week, and it was primarily, a lot of it was about biodiversity net gain, which was interesting, but I won't go into here because I can't remember the figures at the moment. But our real interest was they were looking at developing local nature recovery plans they had other representatives there speaking about projects that are happening in other areas. But we spoke to the chap from the Essex Wildlife Trust, who is happy to come in and work with us to consider ways that we can see what we're doing in Holbridge, what we can do better and things like that. So the plan is that we will take this to the Environment Committee at the next Environment meeting to actually focus on this and see where we can take it and what we can do to improve things. It's about, I can't remember the phrase he used, but it's try not to keep it, don't be over tidy in your green areas.
Mm.
You know, don't keep it all pretty, let it be wild occasionally. So I think it's going to be about looking at areas, and I've already been looking at areas that perhaps we could use. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll make sure that's on the agenda for the next Environment Committee meeting, and then we can discuss it more fully and follow that through.
Sue and I attended their flag raising for St George's Day.
Yeah. And I have to apologise to everyone that I double booked myself and I hadn't realised that. I got to the first appointment and somebody said mentioned it was St George's Day, and I thought, oh my God, I should be somewhere else. So I did send my apologies. But at least we were represented, thank you.
Great Turk.
Right, okay. Well, we've reached the end, thank you goodness. The date of the next council meeting, the next parish council meeting would take place here on Monday the 8th of June,
Georgia,
7:30 at the Windermere Centre here. And if you do have any items you want to put onto the next agenda, could you let the office know at least 10 working days before that meeting? And on that note, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations, David.
Yeah, I think that was a good move.
That has to go through a district councillor to the neighbourhood teams, like the highway rangers. So we have to put it through a district councillor. So I have to wait for a district councillor to respond and put that through. Yeah. Hopefully we can get some action from one of them soon.